Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and those who lie betwixt, welcome back to another episode of the Red Flags, and we got a fun one for you today, because all three of us, yeah, three, not two, we have a special guest who we'll be introducing in 1 second, but all three of us are in bad moods, and we're in bad...
We have a third, though, so we're happy.
We have a third, and he's gonna be the neutralizing substance, because there's a little bit of tension between your two hosts, because we're having to re-record this episode, because Matt botched the final lap of the race! He was coming down the straights, and he was a Pirelli tire on the back of Max Verstappen's fucking car, and he crashed into the thing, and we lost the audio from our last pod, but we're doing it again, and I'm glad that we're doing it again, because I have some unfinished business from last time.
Well, Brian is the recording engineer, so I think I was misled by my engineers, so I blame race strategy for that. That's sort of my stance, and yeah, so it's a team sport, and we race as a team, and we win as a team, we lose as a team, but I blame the sound engineer.
As a team.
We lost as a Haas team podcast.
So
yes.
Today, there was no race this week. Last week was Silverstone, a very dramatic race, which we talked about last time. But this week, there's no race. There's a race coming up on Sunday, the Hungarian Grand Prix. But we're here for the fucking good shit. And today is the most anticipated episode of the season. And we are ranking the hottest drivers of Formula One. And we have an expert in this subject matter who is here to join us. And so our guest today is writer, actor, and most importantly, F1 lover, Buck Andrews. Buck, welcome back to the pod.
Oh my God. It's like returning home, really. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back and putting up with us. You know, what you brought to the pod last time was kind of like if Lewis Hamilton kind of went into the Haas garage to kind of like check out what they had going on, and everything was going good, but at the end of the day, we're just two Gunters and you're a Hamilton. And and so we're hoping
he took our car into P1, except the car broke in half and right. he fractured both of his legs.
Yeah, but hopefully best we in can both worlds, honestly. Yeah. Though, you
and we were P1 like, "You're telling me, Buck? We're sorry, but you're telling me it sucks that your car broke in half."
That's right. And hopefully this podcast can be like when Grosjean walked out of the fire, and we can walk out of the burning thing that was the spot. So, but anyway,
yeah.
Before we get into the today's episode, I wanna ask you, Buck, like, how did you find Formula One, and like, what kind of brought you to this sport?
I found Formula One through a dear friend who is my writing partner. And her and I were kikiing. She was like, "Wait, girl, you need to watch this thing." And then she pulled up this clip of, as we just discussed, the fire moment when Gorge was like, "I don't want to be in this fire anymore." and we were just low-key. I was immediately like, "Whoa, I'm obsessed." It all felt like 100 emojis cinematically. Like, it was like a fireman crawling out, like the firefighters. It was incredible. And so I immediately was hooked. She showed me the Baku race from this year. That was insane. And I immediately had to watch the show. I got really high. I watched the show. It was awesome. And then, yeah, now I'm here. I low-key also feel like I've already told them this, but it's really cool because I feel like this is a sport that doesn't have much of the audience is still growing in the United States, so it's cool to be like, okay, wait, I feel like there are a lot of gay people that are on the forefront of the show, so we're seeing a lot of, like, I'm in this group chat called Fagula One. I'm meeting a lot of other, just, like, a lot of people that generally I feel like are not interested in sports are very interested in F1, and it is largely because of what we're discussing today, because everyone's so fucking hot, and hot for so many different reasons. I think there's really a diversity of hotness, and you don't find that in all sports. And here, you really see a wide range of hotness that is very, it's just, there's so much to tap into and tap into that ass, I guess. I don't know. I'm excited. And tap into that ass. You know what I mean? Everyone's unlocked that.
A cornucopia of hotness.
Yes, a cornucopia of hotness. Okay, Katniss Everdeen entered the chat. I get it. I'm obsessed.
Yes, cornucopia of hotness. Yeah. I was thinking, guys, as a little aperitif to the list of driver hotness, as a sort of starter, foreplay, if you will, we would name, because we're all about foreplay on this pod, is if we start with some of the hotter principals, maybe we rank them, like, not all the principals, because if you look at most of the principals, you know, we're not putting, you know, Otmar on this list, okay? You know, I was thinking maybe we do Christian Horner of Red Bull, Toto Wolff of Mercedes. And even though he's not a principal anymore, I think Cyril had of Renault had a real glow up in season 3. When he grew his hair out, he looked like a French, like, Clive Owen movie star. Mm-hmm. So I really think we should put Cyril on that list, like, as an honorary member. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, guys, nominate anybody else.
Well, obviously, I think the last person we have to include is our boy, Gunther. And now I guess, yeah. And so I think what we'll do is we're going to include them in the entire thing.
You're just going to put them in with the drivers.
I think we're just going to put you know what's happening right now is that, like, we're pretending like we didn't do this last time, but we did. Here's the question: should we maybe do something
really
different?
Big acting exercise for me. I haven't been on set in a minute, so this is, like, tough. I'm, like, just sitting there smiling. Like, yeah.
Maybe we. What if we did something a little bit different? Where we, like, what if we rank those guys right now, okay. And then
something just fell. Okay, we're good.
We all good. What if we rank those, like, them right now, and then, like, each of us has a kind of, like, moment of, like, I nominate this person to go in this part of the list, okay. Or should we just? This doesn't have to go in.
What are you
in,
doing?
What
you're
do?
Messing. What are you doing?
Well, you tried to, like, pretend you're a terrible actor, and you should just what you're doing is you're like, I had an idea, and it's like, we already recorded this thing, and everyone fucking knows that we recorded this thing.
Okay, yeah. Then fucking cut this. All right.
Well, you know what?
Mr.
We're keeping this
Bridge and Tunnel season two.
We're keeping
why
this.
Don't
in.
You pretend?
Dad,
why don't
stop
you
fighting.
Pretend to have the idea. Why don't you pretend to have the idea?
I'm not going
to
pretend to have shit. There's no pretending. What's going to naturally happen is we're going to have different people on this list in different spots. And so it's not going to just be recreating the thing that was already lost. You can't recreate a race. You have to race a new race every time. So what we're going to do, because I'm keeping all of that in, is of those four drivers, Gunther, Cyril, Toto and Christian, we're going to place them in with our ranking. So there's going to be a ranking of 24 individuals, 20 drivers, 4 team principals included in the hottest drivers. And we're going to start from bottom to top, going from least hot to hottest. Wow. And so we're going
to
start with
number bottom
24.
To top was the journey, my journey this year. So it's so beautiful that you were able to incorporate that into the show.
We just want to be allies on the Red Flags pod.
Yeah,
so
we're
starting with number 24.
Okay.
And I just want to say one thing, which is that when we did this last time, Buck said that Kimi Raikkonen was his 24.
And I was right, and in
you're
about the whole
you're
thing.
Still holding to that.
I'm like, babe, like, here's I'm not totally like that. I understood. This is the problem, though. I'm like now looking at my list and I'm like, well, I now know everyone's things. So I feel like when I'm looking at Kimmy, I do understand why you find him attractive. I'm here and I'm sympathetic to your attraction to Kimmy. I am. I totally do understand.
He just has heroin eyes. He might have those eyes, but he has just like his whole like demeanor is so like cold-blooded serial killer that there's something that he's so not insecure. He's so secure in like who he is and what he's about that like goes so far for me. As opposed to someone who is, like, you know, so, like, you know, unsure of themselves.
And like his, a Maxipin moment. Yeah.
Yeah, like a Mazespin or even, Mazespin. like a Gunter or, like...
No. There will be no Gunter talk in 24. Gunter is, like, here's the thing. Like, no, just like absolutely not. I will throw you the Kimi Räikkönen bone. Like, we can throw him higher up. I do understand it. We cannot. Gunter is not at the bottom here. I have my thoughts about him. We cannot.
Okay,
because
we had him.
Okay, can
last
I just
time,
say?
So.
All right, can I just interject here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't meet Buck last time. I've met him. His love of Gunter makes a lot more sense now.
Yes.
Buck, you have Gunterish qualities. I would say.
Whoa. Okay.
We'll
see how hot. No. You know what? We're going to see how hot Buck thinks Gunter is now. Because 2 seconds ago,
yeah,
Buck
how much
was like,
I love
Gunter is so hot. And we're like, you actually remind me of him. And now he's like, don't say rude shit to me.
Yeah, stop.
No,
stop.
No. I'm just saying, Buck, you're very long.
Whoa.
You're very long. You know?
In what way?
You've got the long arms. You have clown hands.
Yeah, I do.
You know? Look at those meat, like, you can't see this in the podcast, but he has meat hooks.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of a stretched, I remember you said there's a fine line. In the last podcast, Buck said something brilliant. There's a fine line between Twink and Tim Burton, you said.
Well, that's the thing. And I can, like, we can quickly, I think that Gunter, and I really think of Tim Burton when I think of him, because I said this last time, but I do think that he is like having sex with Count Olaf from A Series of Unfortunate Events, where it's just gonna roll into this whole thing. It's just gonna be you coming back to his place. He's gonna be like, isn't this lovely? You're gonna kind of have to lie. Then the wife is gonna come in. I didn't know she was coming home. He doesn't have a condom. You're gonna get an STI, obviously. Duh, he's giving you gonorrhea. Like, there's really no way around that. And I just think sex with Gunther would be camp and it would be incredible. And you would talk. It is the most memorable sex on this list. I think.
Easily the most memorable sex. Easily.
Okay, so that's got to go somewhere.
Not the best sex.
I also think his ability to gaslight and not take responsibility would hook so many people.
Oh, yes.
He would be able to keep a lot of us around,
mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of people would find that attractive, me included.
Because he immediately diffuses tension when he's like, I know, aren't you angry? I'm angry too. And it's like, no, I'm angry at you. I'm angry because you're fucking this up. And it's like, oh, I'm so mad. I am so mad, Gene Haas.
He's undumpable. You can't dump this man.
Yeah. And
so,
there's...
yeah, he can't go last.
No, he cannot.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that Kimmy can't go last either because he's really, you know, he's got too much of the... He has got the opposite end of that energy. I also think that, like, Kimmy's of... Maybe he would just, like...
I can't listen. I don't care enough. I mean, okay, we'll put Kimmy 23rd.
Okay, so who do we have for... So for 24th, who should be...
Nikita, 24th? Right?
Mazepin.
Yeah,
Mazepin.
Yeah. That boy okay, is... It's baby. It's Boss Baby. Boss Baby's gotta go up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our
okay,
first...
we spent 5 minutes. Yes. We've moved Kimmy from 24th on the list to 23rd.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you're on a Haas team, getting 23rd is the, or, you know, like second to last is a victory in itself. So mm-hmm.
Right,
I'm
so,
fighting for the Kimmy Räikkönens of the world, and I'm
Kimmy,
glad that we
Kimmy,
don't have
you
him
moved
24th.
Up. Okay. Kimmy is 23rd.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to nominate Vettel for 22.
I had him around that area too. I did.
You know what? It's interesting because you guys don't. I don't know. There's also something about vet. I just think I have something for these, like, the older guys who have this, like, they're, like, sunken face. Like, it's something about, like, the kind of weathered face of Vettel. And he's also, like, he's so funny. He's, like, a guy. He's, like, a guy's guy. Everyone on the, like, they all love him. He was also like
the fact that he was born in 1988 is like one of the most depressing things I've ever read or heard. Do you know what I'm saying?
I also watched
it goes. We're all like it goes. This is the ranking. It goes. Me and everyone I love is gonna die, and Vettel was born in 88. Like that's the ranking of the most depressing things that I've ever heard. Right.
Oh, so wait, actually, I'm finding really cute pics of Vettel.
Vettel's really cute.
Like I'm actually kind of freaking out. Wait, can I share my screen? Oh no, I can't. No, but I'm. Oh yeah, I don't want to fuck anything up. But I did find this really cute picture of him where he has like a finger in his, the air and he's like, "I won." I don't know.
Okay, so he could go higher. So Vettel's not happening. Vettel's okay, not throw happening. Out another suggestion.
I mean,
Gunther.
Does Gunther go here? Is it Gunther?
Like, yes, he could. He could, and he can. It's just...
As long as... I just think, you know, Gunther going ahead of Mazepin is all that matters. As long as he's hotter than one of his drivers, that's pretty cool.
Do you think he purposely picks really ugly drivers so that way he's hotter than the drivers? But well, that
I don't think
make
he's.
Sense,
so. I don't think he was hotter than Grosjean.
Yeah, Grosjean.
No, he wasn't.
Grosjean would have been if he was still in F1. He'd be like he'd be a top. You know, he'd be a top 10.
He had a great schnoz.
Yeah.
He was one of the great schnozes of the sport.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, let's remember. All right. So let's put
Gunther at 22.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay.
Okay.
The undumpable Gunther. Do we want to put Vettel at 21, or do you have any other suggestions for 21, Buck?
It's hard. I feel like I could do Vettel here. Yeah.
Okay.
I could. Bri, how do you feel about that?
His hair choices are all over the place.
Here's the thing. He's inconsistently hot. I'm finding hot pictures of him, but the moments of hotness are few and far between. But I see when it happens, and I recognize that for sure.
Yes.
You know what? You know, I'll say this is like a deep cut with Matt and I, but you know who Vettel looks like to me? Vettel looks like... And...
You're just saying a guy we went to high school
with? Well, I'll bleep that out, but... he looks like... And this kid...
Look like shit now.
What is I'm looking up? What does he look like?
You're gonna have to bleep all of this.
I'm looking up bleep.
And he was like the fucking like hot guy of our school, but he had like kind of like he was like lanky and blonde. Okay. And he
okay.
Like had...
I'm hard. Stop.
There's not. Well, this is honestly. This is what he looks like now.
Oh.
let's just say he doesn't quite have what he used to have, but this is like a little bit of like a kind
He cleaned up. He cleaned up in high school.
He cleaned he, up in high school.
What was he cleaning? Like
pussy.
What?
Women.
No,
women.
He was not.
Yes,
he was.
He was tall and he was good at basketball and he cleaned up in our high school. So I have some type of like, you know, formative years version of like, that's what a hot guy looks like. And Vettel.
He also hooked up with the, he also was relentlessly hooking up with the girl that Brian wanted to hook up with.
Whoa.
Right.
Before Brian hooked up with her.
That's also true.
So there's a bit of like, how's my dick taste with him?
But you know what? Here's what's interesting.
So when Brian sees Vettel, he thinks, how's my dick taste? A little bit, probably.
Okay, cool.
Right, but you know what? You know what's interesting is that like I've been working in therapy with addressing my my child selves, my inner children. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing some mindfulness work to kind of get present with the former me's that have experienced trauma and that are kind of revealing their little heads whenever there's a little trigger point. And so this is actually going to be a really important act that I'm doing in releasing my identification with that someone who looks like Sebastian Vettel is hot. And I can actually recognize that he's maybe not hot. And I can tell that little boy who used to think that and thought that I won't look like that, so I won't have love, to say, hey, little guy, I got you, and everything's okay. And actually, Sebastian Vettel does belong in 21, so we got Vettel at 21, and I've healed.
Okay.
That was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Ever.
I'm reading the book Doing the Work by the Holistic Psychologist.
It's
working.
Wow.
So you're all witness to me doing the work.
It's not working. You're working, Brian. Thank you. You're doing the work. Okay.
Okay, so we're at 20.
Brian, you want to nominate somebody?
Yeah, I'm going to nominate Ocon.
Whoa, that's gossip. Wow. That's literal gossip.
That's a bracket buster.
Yeah.
Brian's like, how do I fuck shit up?
Let's be honest. He's like a little too lanky.
Yeah.
And he's not like lanky in a buck kind of way. He's lanky in like a your bicep is like 3 feet long kind of way.
I understand that. I do get what you're saying.
Listen, Brian is a bit of a Brian is a gold digger a bit. Brian likes success on the track. And let's just face it, Ocon has been a bit of a wet blanket on the track. And if Ocon was getting on the podium or, you know, finishing P5, I don't think he'd be saying this.
Yeah, that's true.
Things happen to his, you know, his little butthole when people start winning. And I think that's what's going on here.
I understand.
And Alonso has been doing more of the work on the track for that team, and that's all that's going on here.
But, like, let's be honest with, like, what's going on with Ocon. And it's, like, not to say another name from our past, but Ocon looks like... And let me tell you...
Okay, Brian, it's over. There's no more of this.
And,
there's
and
no
that
more
person
of this.
Did
this
not
is
clean
excessive.
Up at all
this is...
in high school.
But, you know, they did call him 9-inch... for a reason.
Yep, that's all getting bleeped out.
How many inches was
nine?
They called
school?
Him 9 inches.
He had a big dick.
But was
okay. I love that.
But he was always like semi hard all the time, and he wore mesh shorts.
Okay, I'm gonna have to cut all of this. So let's.
Let me just finish.
I do think we have a pod in the future where we guesstimate everyone's dick size.
Ooh,
and we
I really like that.
Try in between. If you need another faggy element, where we just guess, and I feel like we could really, because Esteban, I actually low key feel like has a big dick.
But do you feel like it's big or long?
I think... Here's the thing. I think you're right. I do think it is long, for sure.
I think it's long and skinny.
I don't think it's that skinny, though. I really don't. I understand what you're saying, but I think you would get down there and you would
be
surprised.
He doesn't seem confident, though.
No, most people with big dicks aren't.
So
they're more insecure
about it. Are you going to fight me on this, or do you feel like the 20 is actually a good spot for him?
He's probably
okay.
A good
so
lover.
we're saying Ocon is less attractive than Lance Stroll,
yes,
and Latifi,
Yuki,
and,
yes,
yeah. Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, Ocon.
Okay,
I think
I won't fight on that one. I won't fight, right. But I will say I had him incredibly high up. I did. he's in the top five for me.
He's a top five for you?
He's a top five? Babe, then why didn't you fight harder?
Yeah, what are you doing? Why aren't you fighting hard for your
boy? Why are you just bending? I thought you
because
were a top,
not-
and you're just bending over here.
How dare you call me a top? How dare you?
Wait,
how dare you?
Buck, you... Wait,
I
Buck,
am-
you called yourself... Buck, you called yourself a top at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm transitioning.
You're like, that's
to
for
top.
Me to decide.
Yeah, it is. In some moments, I can be a top. In some moments, who knows? I think currently... I am in a topping era, so that is like a different thing, I guess, if we're getting into that. But I also low-key think about Esteban My thing with him is I think he, I really thought about this. I was like thinking, okay, trying to bring in that feminine perspective and project all over women. I think he eats pussy all night long. And I don't think he's going to come until you come. I really
God
don't.
Forbid. God forbid anybody comes to this podcast being like, I wanted to listen about F1.
No, you're never going to do that. You're never.
Ocon eating pussy? What is this shit? Okay.
But
all right,
that,
because,
but I
wait,
guess I'm
where,
like, I guess
where
I'm
did
like,
you have Ocon? Where did you have Ocon?
Me?
Yeah. Where did
five.
You
five.
Okay. Can we move him to 19?
No, no, we don't need to move him up. I understand the argument. I have other people I'm willing to fight a bit harder for. I'm okay. not going to like die on this hill.
And listen, all the more
you're top for other
it's
people.
It's also for Ocon's thing to be like, I eat pussy. Like, it's fitting that he is at 20. You know what I mean? Because if,
yeah,
you're,
true.
If,
wait,
you're,
just
if
wait,
you're
wait,
one,
so wait, guys, you heard it here first. Brian doesn't value eating pussy. You just heard that here first.
I'm just saying.
Brian does not value eating pussy.
You should make that your merch. Brian doesn't value eating pussy, and then
I,
you too.
I love
he's
that
DJ
act.
DJ Khaled over here.
Yeah, DJ Khaleding hard. You guys know I ate pussy once. I just think that's important to share really quickly. I have eaten pussy. I want everyone on this pod to know. And everyone Wait. Then watch Netflix. Go to special. That's my promo.
Check out special and yeah. see him play a gay love interest and understand that he's a liar because he's eaten pussy before.
Yeah. And then call me out.
You're not
call
a you're
out.
Not a gold star gay, Buck.
No, I'm,
or
a,
you still
I'm
gold
a silver
star,
star and I would, yeah. I, there's too much pressure with being the gold star. It's a lot. I'm like down to be the buttos of the whole situation.
Okay.
In the gay world. Like,
okay.
I'm down.
Okay. So we're at 19. 19.
Okay. 19.
I nominate Lance Stroll.
We've, oh.
You're like, get the fuck out of here with that. Okay.
He is
name,
good looking.
Name, say, name.
He's handsome.
Okay. Dude, they're all good looking.
Not
they're all
really.
Good. This is all relative.
No, they're not all good looking. Lance Stroll
relative.
Is cute.
And okay,
Lance
so
Stroll has
ugly?
Daddy
okay.
issues. That's so
and
hot.
He's,
people
and
are
he's a good driver.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so who are we throwing in there? Yuki? You want to throw
think,
on Yuki?
I think Yuki's a good
Okay, we'll put
there.
Yuki in there.
And I've said this before. I think that Yuki would call Lube sticky. And be like, ooh, that's sticky. Like, and grossed out by Lube.
Right.
That is quite a statement to make from looking at somebody's face, but we got to, you know, that's why we have the experts on.
You also know that he would, it, based off how he swears during, you know, during the race, you know that, like, the dirty talk would just be, like, kind of nonsensical swearing.
Yes.
Just like,
yes.
Fuck, shit. Fuck shit, fuck, fuck, fuck shit, fuck.
And sex with like Kimi Räikkönen, now that I'm thinking about it, would be like having sex with a White Walker because there's just nothing there. Like, now I'm like, yeah, wow. The whole
sex
thing.
With Kimi Räikkönen would be like you go into the dungeon and you get tied up and like there are rules and he like, you know, spanks you, which is hot, but you just don't think so and that's okay.
But I think
he's
he would forget the
Brian.
Rules. He would forget the rules instantly. He would be like, oh, why did I tie you up? He would just forget.
He wouldn't care about your safe word.
No.
Okay,
oh,
so we got
okay.
UK at 19. We're going
so
18.
So 18. Who are we going 18?
I'm George Russell.
Fine with me.
Really? Okay,
completely
beautiful.
Completely fine with me.
I have a thing about George Russell. I feel like he's supposed to be good looking. There's just something... There's just something off. Like his eyes are a little too. He looks like I said this already, but he looks like a sex doll,
right?
Like a doll that you like with the detachable penis that you could, you know, like a high quality sex doll with the big dead eyes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Am I just
no,
am I talking
no, no.
crazy here?
I'm obsessed
no.
with that take. That's 100% true.
Yeah, he's like.
Like he looks like. He's an approximation of a hot man.
He looks like he's made out of wax, is what he looks like.
Yes.
And he looks like he's made out of wax, and he's been left in the sun just a little bit too long. And he kind of looks like, he just being mean, he looks like he's, like, in Madame Tussauds, like, you know, like, you go and you'd be like, yeah, that, like, yeah, that kind of looks like Brad Pitt, but like it's this weird wax version of him, and I feel like that's George Russell. Is that he's like a wax sculpture of a really hot person, but ultimately what we have is the wax sculpture, so that is completely fine with me. I also the fact that he's below Lando Norris because he's so upset, I think, at his core that Lando Norris is the Brit who's really kind of like crushing it and he's not. And I'm just like, I think that like forever my dynamic watching Formula One will be like, I'm a Lando Norris stan and I will always root for Lando over George Russell. So
let's because this is also the Brian Unpacks His Childhood podcast. Brian was quite short and little, yes. Very short and little when he was a lad. Mm. And Lando's quite short and little.
Yes.
And George Russell used to beat Lando, and George Russell was the big, strapping guy, and Lando was the little nerd who was on Twitch.
Right.
And now it's like short guys on top.
That's right.
All three of these twinks, like Battle of the Twinks, like if I'm like a Game of Thrones producer, I'm like Battle of the Bastards, like I need a Battle of the Twinks where it's like the three of them, if you have Charles, George Russell, and Lando, it's kind of insane. I feel like they all have this chip on their shoulder where they're like, no, I'm this, and then
wait, you can't say like, but
what?
But Lando is, he's the twinkiest. I don't know.
Charles might be the twinkiest, low key.
Lando's like 5'6".
I know, but I look at Charles
and like a smooth baby.
I think Charles is probably smooth too, low key.
I don't know. I feel like Charles has had some facial hair. He's fucked around with the stash a couple of times. He's a little less. He's a little bit manlier. Not manlier, but like
I'm looking.
Has more scruff. I think he's a little scruffier. Mm. That's just my theory.
But anyway. Here's the thing that twinks do, just to give you some insight. The twinks will actually grow out their facial hair to make it seem like they're older, but then when they undress, they do not have any facial hair. So it's sometimes a facade.
That's what you think Charles Leclerc is doing?
Potentially. Okay. I really don't have that much evidence, but I can try to find some.
But we can't disprove that's what maybe he's doing. We can't disprove it.
Certainly not. Okay.
Okay, so I think what I like about this is that next we could put Latifi. So Latifi actually finishes ahead of Russell here. What do we think?
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Latifi and Ocon kind of like have like a similar kind of thing to me. I think they have the same kind of like brown hair. In some pictures, they kind of like have this, the handsomeness. But I think that like Latifi kind of has a little bit more of like thickness mm-hmm. that now in my current life is what I'm trying to embrace, and so
Latifi is the most fascinating guy on this list because I go through his pictures and I'm just like wrecked, stunning,
right?
Like I've never seen so much variance.
Yeah,
I think the thing is. When you have a big nose, which I have, and you have extreme features, you need a long lens from far away. So when someone snaps him with the long lens and his features are flattened a little, he looks like a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you get him with the wide angle lens and everything's kind of distorted, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's really rough. And I think that's, you know, when you look at Latifi, pictures of Latifi, it's like looking at pictures of yourself. You like hate 4 out of 5 of them, and then you find you're like, oh, that's nice. So I like Latifi. Latifi is like a, it's like looking at yourself. So I really like looking at pictures of Latifi because it's relatable.
I really like looking at pictures of Ratiti, he said over and over to himself in a room alone.
Yeah.
Okay, I like Latifi being there. So now we're on to number 16. Dare I say Alonso?
No. Refuse. Rejection.
I don't hate that idea. You're saying
Alonso is less hot than Lance Stroll.
Yes.
Okay. You're saying that Alonso is less hot then Sergio Perez or Botas.
They were the other ones that were kind of like in this area for me.
Yeah, same.
Perez and Botas.
Same.
But I
same.
Just think, like, especially like when you look at like pictures of him when he was young, like his head's just
yeah,
like
but
a
he's
little...
not young.
I know
he's not young.
I
he's
understand.
A daddy now.
Yeah, I hear that, but I just. I don't know. There's something about his kind of, he's kind of like a little shit. And even now as like an older guy, it's still, there's something kind of just like, you know, like shitty and kind of like trying to get, you know, trying to like, fuck
yeah,
people just like a little bit in this like kind of way that is, that doesn't represent like true kind of like, I'm a vet and I like have that kind of daddy shit. He has this
okay.
kind of like false daddy status.
Okay, can I let me just interject for a second. Buck, I don't know too much of your background, but I mean we all have daddy issues, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can safely say.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think that Alonso is a daddy, we can say, and he's proven to be a selfish piece of shit wherever he's gone. And I think he could really help with that sort of daddy role play and could really fulfill that for people.
Here's the thing about Alonso being a daddy. Out of this whole list of drivers.
He's the ultimate daddy.
He is the ultimate daddy because there's a certain earnesty that comes with his daddiness, and it's not like he has to try to be daddy. He just is daddy. Where I think Sergio Perez, there's a little bit more force. He has to try a bit harder to be daddy. Where I think for Alonso, it just happens. It's his natural neutral. And I do think that that is important, but at the same time, I'm like, ugh, if I'm thinking about having sex with one of them, I would probably be more interested in Sergio Perez. If I'm doing daddy on daddy, like, comparison right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but Alonso's going to miss your soccer game. He's not going to show up to your recital.
And that's
going to
turn
right.
me on a lot.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Perez
that's
is
what
be
I'm
like
saying.
Bro, Perez is like a good,
Perez,
is a good dad.
And no one
Perez
wants
is
going to
show
no
up early to the recital.
That.
He's going to reserve seats. He's
yeah.
going to bring flowers.
I love that.
Oh, you want that?
No, I think that that's really right. And I think like when we're thinking about like the battle of the daddies.
Yeah.
And the only two real daddies left on this list being Perez and Alonso. I think that I like Alonso being higher than Perez because he
okay.
even though he's a little bit of like a shit, he still does have a little bit more. He's no Kimi Raikkonen.
No.
He's no Kimi Raikkonen.
I cannot.
But let me tell you, he does have more of kind of that edge that Perez just kind of doesn't have. So I'm down to put Perez at 16.
Okay.
Okay.
And then do we want to put Alonso at 15?
I would fight a little harder. I don't know. Why do we have to put Perez at 16, though? That's my question. Why do we have to pit daddies against each other? Why? What is this daddy-on-daddy shit that we have to do?
Well,
who would you suggest
at 16?
Well, just because Perez looks like my favorite human being of all time, Tom Cruise. They're doppelgangers. And if Perez is just a little jollier, like, if he knew his angles better, like you said, Brian, like, he would be Tom Cruise. He just doesn't know what to do with his chin.
No,
Perez really doesn't know what to do
cute.
With his chin.
He's not that cute. Sergio Perez is not... He's not comparable to Tom Cruise.
Buck?
No.
Google? Sergio Perez, Tom Cruise? We'll
okay.
wait.
I'm looking.
And then Brian and I will continue the conversation. You get back to us when you've done
that. I don't know if I'm going to cruise.
I just don't know why we're pitting these daddies against each other.
Because it's fun.
Are you done?
Yeah. Daddies deserve to be pitted against each other.
Yeah. Because we want revenge against them ultimately because they've done so much damage to us. That,
yes.
you know, we should be nice. We should be nice to them.
Yeah. No.
I mean, to me, this slot is between Botas, Perez, and Alonso.
All right, like, Buck's taking too long. Let's fucking put Perez there. I don't care.
I saw the photos. I disagree. I entirely disagree.
Okay.
Perez
well,
is handsome.
It was certainly worth the wait, wasn't it?
Perez is handsome, but he's handsome in this like, banal way. He's just like, he's so kind of, he's too nice. He's just like,
yeah.
he just doesn't have the edge. He's like someone that like,
okay.
and
he's someone that... He's someone that your sister's like dating, and you're like, oh, thank God! Like, okay, she's not with those like hot assholes now. Now yes. she's like found this like kind of nice guy who's like good looking but doesn't really know that he's good looking and like isn't gonna fuck her over.
Yeah, and really wants to get to know you and really cares about the relationship with the family. Like yeah. that's yeah.
And those are and okay. those are attractive qualities, but are they hot?
No, no. They're not.
And this isn't you know, attractive
guys you
want to
spend the rest of your life with.
No, this is like no. who am I going home with tonight that I'm going to like kind of touch God. And I don't think yes. you're touching God with Sergio yes. Perez.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Number 14 is Lance Stroll, and I won't brook any disagreement or argument. He has to go here. Listen to his fucking voice. The guy looks and sounds like a chipmunk. I've been screaming this from the rooftops.
Okay.
If you talk to that guy on the phone, your penis is inverting. Your vagina is shriveling up. I get that he has daddy issues, but that can't get him over at 14.
No, okay.
That can't get him past 14.
I think we're at 15. I think we're at 15.
No.
Wasn't it Latifi at 17?
Yes.
Perez at 16.
And then we put Alonso.
Oh, are we putting Alonso at 15? I like that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Okay. I do think the thing about Lance Stroll here is like, yes, we've talked about the major daddy issues. I do think from him, you are going to... He's not for everyone. I understand that. He has this top me
Buck,
energy.
Buck, tell me who he is for.
I think he's for people in their topping era. He's for me currently, maybe, if I'm still in that era. I think I am. And I do think that
Buck, you change eras within every minute of this podcast. Your era switches. I don't know
well,
what to do
Well, it's because
with this.
We're focusing on different people at the time. So I'm like, okay, I have to consider what era I would probably like them the best in.
So you're saying Lance is a bottom.
I'm saying Lance is one of... Oh, yeah, I would never let him top me. Are you kidding? And no, that's never happening. And his commitment...
Why won't you let Lance top you?
Because it would just be, like, hilarious. It would be, like, stupid, and it would just... I couldn't take him seriously. Like, there's so much brewing within that boy, and he always has to appease someone. Like, that's going to be the hot thing there. I think. I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, so Buck, you're saying that people that you top, you don't take seriously?
No. Oh my God. Now this is so bad. I'm about to get canceled by the gay
community. Interesting. Interesting.
I'm actually, this is
hard-hitting journalism here.
This is a nightmare.
They call me Matt Ronan Farrow Ellison.
Yeah. Ronan, if you're listening to this, please stop listening now. But no, I really am like, my thing with him is he's going to have a commitment to like this father-son roleplay thing, which is just my thought. I'm not even
so you're
really...
gonna be the daddy in this, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm okay. I am trying to empathize
Buck's
with
like
all
the
sides.
Connection's getting weird. I think
yeah
I
got oh no oh my
Buck's gonna lose his audio this time. We're gonna have to record a third episode.
Yeah. It's so funny how I just hacked into all your computers and wiped this whole thing. It's so cute. Yeah, that's my Lance Stroll opinion. We can leave so, can take a Lance Stroll to the next number. It's fine.
Okay, so Lance Stroll at 14.
Yes. Anything wow. to get off this topic.
Yeah, I hate myself now. I need to run away forever.
Okay, well, so
anything you want to say to clear your name?
I think that I am a very amicable lover. I'm throwing that out there. I am here. I am an active participant in the listening division of love.
Well, what I will say about Stroll is that he does, in terms of the kind of like top bottom conversation, if I can kind of weigh in from my expert opinion,
coming off the top rope,
yeah. is that
what top does he remind you of from high school?
Is that Stroll kind of has he has like, you know, that him kind of in some type of like power scenario is really just him like cosplaying as his father, and where he really lives is being like dominated and
yes.
being yeah. like, and where he's yeah. lived his whole life is like looking up at the great big at great big daddy in yes. you know, Lawrence Stroll. And I think that that's like where he really lives, and he might like think that he's some type of like, hey, like I'm Mr. like billionaire, like awesome race car driver, but really in his soul where he lives is kind of like waiting with his hands out saying like, daddy, where's my next thing? And I think that
so I have a question.
Yeah.
So if we're extending this, if he were to fuck, one guy on the grid, it would probably be Alonso, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good challenge, is like pairing them
because he would need a withholding daddy.
Yeah.
Right.
He definitely is going to go to Alonso.
Or,
okay,
Kimi Räikkönen. But we move on. Okay, so we're at 13.
Who's got him? I nominate Bottas.
Same.
Yeah, me too.
He's bravely the pig power bottom, like taking on Toto and Hamilton. He is the Mercedes power bottom that they need, and love that.
Wait a minute. Buck, I've been thinking a lot about, you said this last time, I've been thinking a lot. I've been staying up whole nights thinking about you saying that he's the power bottom for Mercedes. It stuck with me.
Well, I thought I just made it come across so naturally that we didn't bring this up in the last pod to make it all seem so spontaneous.
No, it's brilliant. It was a brilliant point, but I just think maybe we need to get more into the idea of a power bottom, because a power bottom is in control, and I just don't... Am I wrong about this? Because I don't think Bottas is in very much control.
I weirdly do think he's in control, if you really think about it. If he was not to be submissive, if he was not to be, like, totally powerfully submissive, Mercedes would be fucked. If he didn't listen to them and take every command... and go as hard with every command as he does, then they would be so fucked, because then he would be trying to compete with Hamilton. He would be getting into Toto's head. Like, he's a frustrated power bottom that, like, is, like, does not really appreciate, I think, his role at Mercedes, but at the same time is taking it. And I think that's, like, the whole frustration thing is, like, I don't quite know. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel
he
like
does have, he does have, like, this element of, like, he does hold some cards of being, like, I could fuck this up for you. And I could start, like, I could start making your life really hard and difficult. And so you have to give me, like, at least some of what I want. Otherwise, like, I could, you know, really fuck you over.
When does he get what he wants?
You know, when he fucking... when he started on third and gave Max the drift and then won that race, you know, he's had his moments. He's not just completely been someone who has, you know, he's resigned to his role at certain times, but at other times he is, you know, at least somewhat able to kind of like put his foot down and ask for what he wants.
I do hear what you're saying, Matt, about him occasionally he focuses on the needs of the team rather than on his own needs. So maybe he might be less of a power bottom and more of just like a punching bag bottom. I don't know what it is.
I think of him more of the gimp in Pulp Fiction. When I think of him, they pull him out of the you know what I'm saying? Like, he's as sub as it gets. Like, I don't see any power. They pull him out of the crate with the ball gag and they put him in the Mercedes and they go, let Lewis win.
Wow. I do see that. That actually makes sense.
Well, I think he's a fitting number 13.
Definitely fitting.
So yeah, very unlucky.
Unlucky 13. Yeah,
so now we're getting into 12. I'd like to nominate Giovinazzi. Because here's the thing. Giovinazzi looks like a supermodel at times. When the hair's down...
He might be the hottest guy on this list.
He might be the most, like, in terms of, like, his face, he might be there. But, like, he's just, like, he's too... He just, like, when the face doesn't match when the personality doesn't match the face, it just makes it tough.
Well, what about the personality doesn't jive with you?
He's just, like, he's not, like, smooth enough. He's, like, kind of, like, awkward and like a little bit like goofy and like not really, you know, he doesn't have that kind of the hair. When you have hair like that, you need to really be able to like back it up.
The ponytail is a big, here's the thing. If he didn't have that ponytail and if he drove for like not even Mercedes or Red Bull, but if he drove for like McLaren, he's the hottest guy on this grid.
Yeah, I do think the team is a major, it just does not help.
It's just like, how hot can you really be if you drive for Alfa Romeo?
But here's the thing, by that same logic, how are you saying he's hotter than Schumacher? Less hot than Schumacher?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I mean, to me, like this slot is between Giovinazzi and Schumacher. Because both of them are like very handsome and good looking, mm-hmm. who are like fighting above their weight class. And that's I can't see them really being in the top 10 when you drive for Alfa Romeo and for us. And you can only get so far when you're in one of those two teams. And for you to.
Ryan's a gold digger.
For you to get as far as you've gotten is impressive and good.
Is your gold digging senses not turned on by Mick at all? Like, if he's. He is low-key the most industry plant ever, to the point where it's like Lance Stroll is like nepotism, but there's something about Mick Schumacher that's like legend. You know what I mean? There's a big difference between the two. Like, is your starfucker-y moment not happening with Schumacher? Like, mine's tingling more for Schumacher than it is for Antonio.
Yeah, but Mick actually won an F3, like an F2. Like Mazepin's the biggest industry plant, because Mazepin like sucked at all the levels.
Did he?
He
wasn't great at any level. There's a clip of Mazepin where he was he finished behind Yuki in like a Formula 2 race, and then when he finished like second and to Yuki's first, and the cars, you know how like after the race they pull up into like the 1, 2, 3, they pull the cars into like what the podium's gonna look like.
Yeah.
And Yuki has already pulled into one, and he's out of the car, and Mazepin was like annoyed at something that happened earlier in the race, and he drove his car into like the cardboard thing that said 2. And hit it, and it hit Yuki. Like, he hit it into it, and then that ricocheted and hit Yuki. Because he was, like, so annoyed that, like, he had lost to fucking Yuki. So he's a, you know, he's definitely an interesting player. What I'll say about Schumacher is that he, you know, has big potential. But, like, let's not go crazy with kind of, like, where he is yet. And I feel really, I feel really good about the idea of Giovinazzi and Schumacher being in these slots, because I don't want them in the top 10, and I don't want them anywhere near it.
Okay, so Buck, who are you putting hotter? Schumacher, who do you think's hotter? Schumacher
Antonio's hotter.
Okay.
So right? Schumacher, so we're putting 12. Yeah, I'm here for that.
Okay, yeah. So I think Schumacher looks like, I also always thought he looked like a nice Nazi.
You said that last time.
Like one of the kind Nazis.
Yeah,
sure. You know what I'm saying? Who gave you food? Who like looked the other way? Mm-hmm. Like Rolf in Sound of Music.
Right.
The thing also about Antonio, last really quick thing, is you know that scene in the first new Star Wars movie where Adam Driver takes off his helmet or his like thing, yeah. And it's like the hair comes down, it's sweeping. He could have that moment. He's just waiting to take off the helmet, I think. And I think once he builds up to that, it will happen. It will happen for him. I'm waiting.
I think that both of those guys do have like big, big future potential, but they're just not quite there yet.
No.
Yeah. So we're in our top 10, and let's just go over who we have left available. We've got Daniel Ricciardo, Lewis Hamilton, Cyril, Carlos Sainz, Pierre Gasly, Christian Horner, Lando Norris, Max Verstappen, Toto Wolff, and Charles Leclerc.
And to find out where we rank them, tune in next time. Later, wankas.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.